Energy. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charnot, July the 19th, 2001. Human health is a matter of energy, of substance, of form, and of function, integrated, yielding, a wholeness. Heading: Energy in Life. The energy currency of all life is an increment that supports all of the biochemical reactions required, the mobilities of the biochemical reactants, and the rates of the reaction required. Each cell, the module of life, has a range of reaction rate of the order of magnitude of from 4,000 per second to perhaps 125,000 per second. This energy currency is in the form of the molecule adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. Heading: Adenosine triphosphate, ATP. We may derive 36 to 38 adenosine triphosphate molecules per glucose molecule if the supporting sequences and patterns are available, supplied by flow and the glucose and the oxygen operated upon by the protein enzymes. Heading: The essential organelle. Within each cell is an organelle which provides the structure, the function, the pattern, and the sequence required for this energy module of life to be produced. It is called mitochondria. There are several types of mitochondria. In the human cell, the pattern for its reproduction is totally independent of the normal reproductive process. The deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, always is derived from the mother. It is distinctive from normal human DNA. The number of these organelles per cell varies, dependent upon the energy requirement of the cell. Heading: An overview of the process. Each glucose molecule is phosphorylated as a first step in the energy production process. This requires a protein enzyme. Next, a second enzyme transforms the phosphorylated glucose into phosphorylated fructose. Subsequently, a third enzyme provides a second phosphorylation site on the phosphorylated fructose. Following that, a fourth enzyme splits the double phosphorylated fructose into pyruvate. Then an essential presence of oxygen determines which of two paths follow and which of two efficiencies may occur. If sufficient oxygen is present, the more efficient and effective metabolic path ensues along the electron transport cycle and the Krebs cycle. Along that path, with sufficient oxygen, 36 to 38 ATP molecules are yielded per glucose molecule. If insufficient oxygen is present, the less efficient anaerobic metabolic path ensues, yielding lactic acid, which must be transported to the liver, and only 1 to 2 ATP molecules are yielded per glucose molecule. In the latter case, a glucose craving may also occur.